The G.I. Journal goes to press. Yes, sir, it's the G.I. Journal again, the special radio newspaper of the AEF. And once again, it's our pleasure to bring you a famous star in the movie and radio world. You've all seen that famous Oscar the Academy presents to the outstanding performer each year. Well, here's a man who looks like the Oscar. Your original editor-in-chief, Kay Kaiser.
Well, hiya, man.
Hiya!
Oh, that's wonderful. Thanks, Harry, for that swell build-up you gave the Academy Oscar. Well, man, it's sure swell being back here again at your editor in the old G.I. Journal. This is your five-star final, and standing by are your five-star reporters. Now, there's lovely Linda Darnell. Boing. Opening our eyes and your letters from overseas. There's Iska Bibble going through your poems. There's Mel Blanc, Ransom Sherman, Harry Mitchell, and, of course, our outside reporter, Jerry Colonna, who ought to be calling in with a big story any minute now. City Desk.
Hello, Desk. Give me Editor Kaiser.
This is Editor Kaiser. Where are you?
Over in enemy territory, and I have some important messages to send. What'll I do? I have no radio set.
Golly, I don't know. I have it.
I'll send them on the curling iron I use for my mustache.
Colonna, don't be silly. You can't send radio messages on a curling iron.
Oh, no. Listen.
Well, I'll be... Colonna, what kind of curling iron is that?
Short wave set.
Short wave set. I'd like to put a curl in his nose. Instead, we'll put the curl in the music section and give a gander at the headlines. Bugle call rag.
Two or three poems just come in for our views from the Muses column.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Who's the first one from?
Louis Katz Aberich in the Aleutian.
Well, read.
There once was a guy, Private Bleep, who was riding along in a jeep. His arm was outside the door when a mine went off with a roar. We lose more darn elbows that way.
Tomorrow, keep arms and legs inside vehicle. Proceed, please.
It's from Private Sonny Payton in North Africa. Oh, I'm glad I am a soldier, because then I'm always able to sit around the bunkhouse and pin up Betty Grable.
Beasley.
Hey, you know, he's got something there. So listen, if you find a poem or jingle, email it to G.I. Journal, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Also, tell us whether you heard us on shortwave or our local station. Now, send us as many jingles or verses as you want. And remember, a simple two-line ditty may be used. So don't hold back. We're looking forward to your contribution. Hello? Editor Kaiser speaking.
Hello, Chief. This is Colonna. I'm at sea with the infantry. We're about to make an amphibious landing.
Oh, are you on one of those landing barges?
No, I'm riding over the waves on a bicycle.
Colonna, how can you ride over the waves on a bicycle?
Air in the tires. And not only that, but I've got a mermaid riding handlebars.
Now, Colonna, stop kidding me. You know there ain't no such thing as a mermaid. Mermaids are a myth.
Not this one. She's married.
Stop listening, and I tell you, there's no such thing.
There aren't?
Of course not.
See, honey, you'll have to get off.
Listen, Colonna, my nerves are all unstrung.
You said?
I said you unstring me.
No, you unstring me. I got a bigger spool.
Now, stop all this foolishness and come on in. Come on in to shore.
All right. I'll stand on the bicycle seat and dive right into the water.
My, what was that?
Crash dive. Now I'm underwater. Oh, here comes something I'd rather not see.
Hey, you, hey, you.
What was that?
U-boat.
Colonna, you'd better be careful. That ocean's very dangerous.
Oh, you're right. I'll come up. However, there's still a slight obstacle in my course.
Well, what is it now?
I don't know. It looks like a big yo-yo with arms. I think it's an octocat.
Octopus.
Octocat. It's too big for a puss.
Puss or cat, get away before it squirts ink in your eyes.
Squirt in my eyes? Ah, nonsense. They don't squirt ink. Anybody got a bladder?
Well, now, from Sergeant Ronald H. Brown, APO 528, comes a question for the notes and bars. Now, Brownie asks if female horses like oats. Well, we'll let Billy Mason, the whole group, Little Audrey, and Freddy Froghammer give you the pro and con with a novelty. Okay, gang, do Mazzy Goat.
Mazzy goats and dozy goats live, lambs a divey, a piddly divey too, wouldn't you? Mazzy goats and dozy goats live, lambs a divey, a piddly divey too, wouldn't you?
If the words sound clear and funny to your ear, a little bit jumble and divey, sing Mazzy goats and dozy goats.
Mazzy dozy 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 live, mazzy divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? A kiddly divey too, wouldn't you?
Oh, Brownie, you bugs and birdsy bugs and little dogsy liver.
What can I ever do with you?
Oh, Brownie, bugs and birdsy bugs and little dogsy liver.
What can I ever do?
Wouldn't you?
And if the words sound queer and they're funny to your ear, it makes you want to jump in the river.
Sing, frog, sweet bug.
In bed, sweet bug.
And let the dogsy liver. Frogsy bugs and birdsy bugs and little dogsy liver.
The kiddly liver too,
wouldn't you? The kiddly liver too, wouldn't you?
Okay, this is just about the right place to start printing up the letters from overseas.
Now, wait a minute, Linda, before we start that. When Hope was editor of G.I. Journal, you gave him a date, huh?
That's right.
And when Ben Crosby was editor, you gave him a date.
That's right.
Well, now I'm the editor.
Yeah, and it looks like Hope takes me out again.
Why do you talk like that, Linda?
What does this guy Hope got?
Well, for one thing, he shows the girl a good time.
I show a girl a good time.
And he always takes her to the most exclusive clubs and restaurants.
I take girls to exclusive clubs and restaurants.
And after the evening is all over, he never tries to steal a goodnight kiss.
I wonder what Ann Sheridan's doing tonight.
Okay, I don't understand why you have any trouble getting dates. You're rich, famous, lively. Gee, I mean, it ought to be easy for you to date some glamour girl.
Yes, but you see, Linda, with me, it's either Hedy Lamarr or nothing.
Well, did you ask Hedy Lamarr?
Certainly. You know, nothing's getting mighty monotonous.
Poor Kay, nobody loves him. Look, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'll kiss you for good luck.
You'll kiss me for good luck?
Uh-huh. One on each cheek, like this.
Boing.
And like this.
Boing. Never mind those flanking movements. Get to the objective.
Look, now I know it's time to read some of our letters to the editor.
Am I bleeding?
The first letter is from Harold Opfus in Alaska. Now, Harold has some definitions of English as applied to letters. The phrase, transmitted to you, means, you hold the bag a while. I'm tired of it.
Well, I wish you wouldn't use that word bag so lightly, Linda. Remember, you're speaking of the girls Kelowna goes with. Next definition.
Well, the next phrase, attached, is self-explanatory. That means we don't understand it either.
Well, don't forget, men, if you run across a definition or name for something, V-mail it in to GI Journal, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And we'll give it a print, you know, some definition like tank, sandstorm with a gear shift.
Well, our next letter is from Mike Falco up in Greenland. Here, Kate, you read it.
Ah, a letter in verse about the good old infantry. Listen, most folks are completely oblivious to the fact that the infantry is also amphibious.
Okay. No, seriously, Mike's got something there. We here sort of keep picturing the infantry as slogging along knee-deep in mud, when in reality, they can reach their objective via sea, land, or air. The main thing is they do get there, right where they can look at the enemy square in the eye.
And you can say that again, Linda. But now here's one more letter we ought to read from Bobby Florence. Take it.
Stand where you are. Don't move.
What's this?
Shut up. This is a stick-up.
Stick-up? Who are you?
Oh, just an old thumbtack.
Thumbtack. Brother, he's got the head for it, too. Read on, Linda.
Well, it seems that a crowd of puzzled natives gathered in amazement as a strange sound echoed through the streets of Algiers. The horrible noise was Corporal Steve Van Dyke of Iowa bellowing his way to the championship of an American hog-calling contest.
Any little item in the way of interest to you would be welcome here at the old paper. Just write it down with that blue fluid on a hunk of paper and address it to G.I. Journal, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And now for your full-page weekly pinup. It's pretty, pink-complexioned, blue-eyed, shapely, gorgeous Georgia Carol. Georgia's about to start singing Besame Mucho for Phil Dugan at APO 528.
Besame, besame mucho. Each time I cling to your kiss, I hear music divine. My darling, say that you'll always be mine. This joy is something new, my arms enfolding you. Never knew this thrill before. Whoever thought I'd be holding you close to me, whispering it's you I adore. Dearest one, if you should leave me, each little dream would take wing and my life would be through. Besame love me forever and make all my dreams come true.
Golly, they don't make these things like they used to.
Why, it's Uncle Dennis from the Fibber Show. What are you doing here at the G.I. Journal copy room?
Well, McCushla, I'll tell you. You know that help wanted ad in your paper for a man? That one just fits my description. My weight, my height, and my background.
Yes?
For heaven's sake, get it out of the paper before my wife sees it.
Oh, your wife wants you to get a job, huh?
Oh, yeah. She's always after me to pick up a couple of bucks.
Well, did you try?
Well, sure now, and I did try. I was on the crowded bus last week. Guy next to me had a big wallet full of money, so I tried to pick up a couple of bucks.
Well, what happened?
Picked up a couple of cops.
Well, tell me, Uncle Dennis, what was your last job?
Oh, it was a wonderful job. I was the steam filler.
Steam filler?
Yeah.
So what did you do?
Don't be silly. Everybody knows what a steam filler does.
Well, I don't. Tell me.
It's very simple. There's nothing to it. You just take two pieces of steam and put them together, steam filler.
Well, say, is that all the experience you've had?
Oh, no. For a while, I was head temper man in the steel factory.
You mean you tempered the steel?
Well, not exactly, no. When anybody, I'll explain it, when anybody dropped a red hot rivet down their pants, I was the one that stood around and said, temper, temper, temper.
Well, how about this job? He has an opening as an assistant on a grapefruit ranch.
Assistant on a grapefruit ranch? I refuse.
Why?
I gotta be head squirt or nothing.
Well, I give up. What type of job are you looking for?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm looking for, and I'm glad you asked. I want a job where I can get up whenever I feel like it.
Right.
Take as long as I want for lunch.
Correct.
Quit working any time at all. Make a whole lot of dough. And what's more, friend, I'm going to have that job any day now.
Well, how do you know?
I was just put in 1A this morning.
Boy, you heard it as a waltz, but you ain't heard it until you hear the way we gonna jump it and Julie Conway's gonna sing it. Bring it on, lad.
Just a little plaintive tune when baby starts to cry.
Rock, rock, rock-a-bye, my baby's somewhere there may be a land that is free for you and for me and a Russian lullaby.
Gosh, I'm sorry I'm so late. I got tied up in traffic. The cars were tied. A big coffee started to I just couldn't... I'm 5 minutes early.
Who are you, anyway?
Oh, I'm a private sad sack.
Well, what have you got to contribute to the pages of G.I. Journal?
My life history. I want everybody to know about people should hear how I shall we tell them?
All right, Sack. I guess the quicker we start this thing, the quicker it'll be over. So here, hot off the presses, are some further episodes in the life of the Sad Sack. Thank you, Fanfare. The Sack household had been miserable for months. So one day, joy descended upon them. The Sad Sack ran away from home. He wanted to make his own way in the world, so he left school and night after night found him hard at work studying for his chosen career, banking.
I'll bank the four ball in the side pocket.
But one day, Sad Sack tried to play pool with the wrong man. It was a truant officer playing hooky. And soon, the Sack was back in school.
No, children, I want you to come to order. Especially you, Sack. I'll have no horseplay.
But teacher, I haven't played a horse since recess.
Quiet, Sack. Now our lesson for today. Sad Sack, did you pull Mary Brown's pigtails again?
No, teacher. She pulled mine.
Well, soon Sad Sack was in the army, pigtails and all. We see him now in the barber shop. An army barber approaches.
Hello, young man. So you've come to get a haircut. You know, we take a lot of pride in our work here. Won't you tell me just how are you accustomed to wearing your hair?
Well, I like don't cut them too short, and don't cut it too short in the back.
Very well. Next.
Just a minute. I gotta pick them up.
Your pigtails?
My ears.
Well, the Sad Sack's first few weeks in the army were certainly stimulating. He had heard that his top sergeant was a pretty tough guy, but always a staunch believer in the rights of the common soldier, the Sack made up his mind not to take any guff from anybody.
Hey, you, get a move on.
Say, who do you think you're talking to? I won't stand for it. You can't talk to me like that. I refuse to be okay, where's the mop?
All right, gang, let's serenade again. For Private Caleb O'Connor at APO 183, it's Shoo Shoo Baby.
Oh, shoo, 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 my baby.
Oh,
here comes Sally Mason and all the gang.
Shoo, 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 baby. Ah, shoo, 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 baby. And bye, bye, my baby. I caught your papa's offer to the seventh sea. Don't you cry, my baby. And don't cry, baby. Oop, bye, bye, my baby. When I come back, we'll live that life of ease.
Seems kind of tough now to say goodbye this way. But Papa's gotta be rough now. Brother, he can be sweet to you another day.
Oh, bye, bye, my baby. And don't you cry, my baby. Oh, shoo, 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 baby. Cause your papa's offer to the seven seas.
Shoo, 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 baby.
Oh, don't you cry.
Shoo, 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 baby.
Oh, don't you sigh.
Shoo, 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 baby.
I caught your papa's gone to sail the seven seas.
Hello?
Hello? It's about time I heard from you.
It's time you heard from me.
Certainly. I put 4 nickels in this machine and nothing's happened. Now, are you going to play a record of Pistol Packing Mama or not?
Listen, my friend, this is no jukebox. You're in a telephone booth. It doesn't play music.
Who's asking for music? I want Pistol Packing Mama.
Sorry, but I'm very busy here.
Hey, listen, buddy. Why don't you drop whatever you're doing and come on over to Joe's joint? Boy, I'm having a swell time.
You certainly sound like it.
Yeah, there's more fun. Hey, I just had a fight with a cop. Oh, that was terrific. He was hitting me over the head with his club, and I was hitting him with empty bottles.
Well, who won?
Well, he did. I couldn't empty the bottles fast enough. Well, so long, buddy.
Well, fellas, it's just about time to roll down the desk cover and lock the door.
Hold it, Preston. Unroll that desk cover. Unlock that door. A fine riddle just poured in from George McEwen at an air base in England.
A riddle, Ishkabibble?
Yeah. Okay. Why would a bomb make a good actor?
Why would a bomb make a good actor? I give up.
Well, I'll tell you why a bomb would make a good actor. Actors are temperamental, so are women. Women like pretty clothes. Clothes keep you warm. Fires keep you warm. Fires come from matches. Matches are when two people get married. Married people live in apartments and houses. A theater is called a house. A good act brings down the house. That's why a bomb would make a good actor. It'd bring down the house.
I'd like to bring down an M1 on his noggin. Well, fellas, I'll be back with you again. In the meantime, this is Kay Kaiser saying so long, everybody.
The G.I. Journal is a presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Service.